But being a co-worker with God means continuing to develop not just your creative powers, but your capacity to love. And this goes on and on and on. The co-workers with God, the Ekmasters, they don't see themselves as, how can I say it, functionaries in an impersonal way. What they are acting as are instruments of divine love. This love of the Holy Spirit, this love of God, pours through them, and they must give it out to others in service. They must give it out because love is life and life is love. And these Ekmasters are high in consciousness so that this love comes pouring through, and there is no way they can block this up. They must give and give and give. They become a self-fulfilling law of love. And wherever they go, sometimes it's just listening to other people tell about their heartaches, tell about their smashed dreams. But at other times, it's to help people achieve goals as they are unconsciously striving to become co-workers with God. The Ekmasters work in complete consciousness, in full consciousness of their relationship with God. Most people do not have this consciousness of their relationship with God. They have beliefs, but beliefs and awareness are not the same thing. People who belong to religions believe in the creeds of their religion, and the creeds may be right or wrong to any varying degree, but the Ekmasters know what their relationship with God is. They are not God. You do not become one with God, even though you are soul, a light of God. You become one with the Holy Spirit.